Every Sunday, you need to get emotionally ready for the week. Reflect, reveal, learn, and grow. This is a moment of introspection.
Hey, welcome back to the show here on Introspective. And today's a pretty big update I got for my listeners here. A lot of change is going to be happening. And I'm going to explain in some good detail here as to a pretty big milestone that I personally reached in my entrepreneur journey. I had my first webinar. And this is a big deal because this is a landmark event that is leading to a lot of things to be excited about. Let's just put it that way. It's a lot to be excited about. And not only that, but there's also some changes going on just with this business that I'm creating. And you know, when I started Introspective, and I want to start with the start of Introspective and where things were in my business journey at that time. So it was August, or I guess it was just say summer 2020. I was under a lot of stress trying to sell this business. COVID was destroying the business that I'm trying to sell, and it was not good. And I certainly was in quite a bit of just deep thought and trying to find clarity, trying to figure out what's next, trying to figure out where I'm going to take my career, you know, stressed about bankruptcy, stressed about failing, stressed about everything. I mean, I had all kinds of crazy thoughts going through my mind. So I started this podcast, and I really wasn't sure exactly where I was going to take it. I had a general idea as far as, you know, what the purpose of it was. And it was basically a podcast for, you know, documenting my journey and interviewing other amazing entrepreneurs. And it's been great. It's been a great ride, and I've learned a lot through this podcast, and it certainly has served its purpose, you know, for me and my business. And one thing that it actually led me to was figuring out really what my business needs to be, which is focusing down on hybrid podcast management. And that was the webinar. So that was the webinar I had on Monday, was on hybrid podcast management. It had been something I have been working on for several months. I was building a system. And just to kind of give you the short and sweet of it, hybrid podcast management is essentially the combination of DIY and done for you agency services. It's more of a done with you type model, which is missing in the marketplace. I have people that they're like, you know, I'm using a couple different agencies for a couple different things, and then I'm managing some aspects, and it just feels real, very piecemeal together. And it's like, well, if you go the hybrid route, it all has congruency from start to finish. It's all one process. You don't have to piecemeal together agencies, and you're able to deliver on a higher level. I mean, my content delivery has just gone up tremendously ever since I got away from piecemealing agencies and doing it myself to doing a hybrid model where I can produce at a much higher level from creative content. It's far less expensive, or the cost or investment expense of it is far less than what I was doing before. I've still got a team. I'm managing a team. I've got a system in place, and that's what I'm bringing to the marketplace. I'm helping other entrepreneur podcasters set up this system and manage it according to the two-tier marketing model that I really speak on when it comes to turning your podcast to an asset or a marketing asset. It's with that two-tier model. And because that's like the foundation, that's like, okay, well, I'm starting this podcast, so how's this going to help my business? Well, it's going to become a marketing asset for your business. And this is how. It's two tiers. There's content marketing, and then there's relationship marketing, right? Building relationships that you cultivate and turn them into either clients or strategic partners. And obviously you get the content that you're putting out that kind of pulls people in and attracts them in, and then funnels them through some kind of a customer journey that leads to a sale, turning listeners into buyers. Excuse me. So that's the whole compass of where I'm kind of going with things. So I launched this webinar, And I'm officially in business with my podcast, our hybrid podcast management, and everything I'm doing with podcasters. I booked my first client last week. Really excited about that. And things are moving. Well, this has led to, so it's like, okay, well, this is great. So first off, through that webinar, I learned a couple things. It's my first time ever doing a webinar. Never done one before. I've been part of a lot of webinars. I've seen a lot, but I've never actually done a webinar. And it was actually an hour, like right on the dot. I think I had about 10 or so people show up. There was 22 that registered. So about half of who registered actually showed up. And I believe that's about average or typical to expect with, you know, the ratio between registrations and show ups. Everybody stayed to the end. I got really, you know, great, you know, feedback after the webinar was over with. People were sending me messages saying you did amazing. Great job. Thank you so much. One thing I did with this webinar that I think was a bit unique to most webinars that I've attended is I really tried to focus on just teaching and giving a lot of value and making it a priority that if you attend this webinar, you're going to leave you're going to leave with something. Like you're going to leave with something tangible that you can take with you. And I actually gave away the whole system framework and procedures manual that I've been building for, you know, the past 6 months or whatever. I mean, I gave that whole thing away, and that was, you know, that's a big deal to give something that like that away. But there was a method to my madness there, and it's actually worked out so far pretty well. Now, one of the things I think I went wrong, and my good friend Jonathan Callinan, who owns Course Commander, somebody I'm partnering up with, and we're working together on kind of bringing some marketing solutions to the podcast industry. And we were talking, and he kind of pulled up because he's done a lot of webinars. He's like, I know where I've made mistakes and where I haven't. We're very aligned too in terms of core values. Like we're not really into the fluff, like everything's, you know, there's like really just nothing but storytelling and there's no real value taken from the webinar. It's like, you got to find a balance there between the story and then also making sure people are leaving feeling enlightened in some kind of a way and feeling like they are at a better place leaving this webinar than starting the webinar. And one of the things that he pointed out, and I was definitely feeling this too, was that the webinar had too much information. I went too deep, right? And I agree with him. I was like, you know, that didn't need to be in there. That didn't need to be in there. I probably could have explained it better if I just gave some general idea around this particular area, but I don't need to go that far down the how. So that was clear to me. It's something I'm actually going to be re-recording this webinar and then getting out there. Once I get that done, I will certainly make sure to make an announcement on this podcast, probably be in the next week or so. In fact, it's on my agenda this week. So, it'll be very soon. I got to get this out there because it's definitely, things are moving, the wheels are turning, and I can't let things stall for too long. So that was one of the things, like, okay, there's too much going on here. We need to scale it back a little bit. Especially on the slides. I think I had too many words on the slides. You know, keep the slides very basic, use some imagery that speaks to the talking point. But, you know, if people are reading the words, they're not necessarily listening to you, and you really want them to be listening to you and not reading things off of a slide. So that was another point taken from that experience is looking at the slides and making sure that they're serving the purpose and they're not becoming a distraction, but they're becoming they're supplementing the experience. Okay. Learn a bunch of things, taking some notes. I'm going to go back, redo it. I'm not going to do it live. I'm just going to redo it. Just pre-record it. And then I'm going to put it as like an evergreen, webinar that people can access. And it's something like anybody who chooses to enroll in my hybrid podcast management program that I have set up. I'm also going to have some workshops too. I'm going to be doing a monthly workshop on just how to set up your system and getting it set up, and you'll have it set up within a couple hours, and I'll walk you through it live on a workshop. So I'm going to be offering that as well, just to give people another option. Because some people, you know, it's called Tripod Battalion. That's the actual core offer that I have. you know, it's pretty high touch point. You know, I do a strategic intensive. It's a one-on-one, and I'm really focusing more on giving more value to fewer people than kind of making this like big catch-all membership. It's still, it's a hybrid to a degree where there is a one-on-one aspect to it, but there's also the group community aspect to it as well. So you're kind of getting a little bit of the best of both worlds. And it's honestly the offer that I wish I had. It is like, I've been through so many like programs and courses and different ways of getting some kind of help in some area, membership, whatever it is. And there was always like missing pieces that I felt like wasn't able to get me to the after state. Right. And a lot of it came down to context. It's like the content is good. It's solid, but I don't know how to apply this to my situation. And I need more than just like making a post in a Facebook group to get there, you know, or, you know, being on a group call where I get, you know, a little sliver of time to ask a question. Like I really need somebody to like, I need a real coach to like sit beside me or consultant, whatever you want to call yourself. Sit beside me. Here's what I'm working on. And really like, let's just take a couple hours and really dive into this together and figure out where this needs to go. And then you can offer the support as I move forward and I implement that plan. And that was how I designed my particular program. Was I want to give that person, whoever works with me, there is always going to be that individualized attention that they're going to get. Because I believe it's incredibly important to get the results. Like I need to be able to have that time with somebody to we can really dive together. And, you know, I'm going to limit it. It's going to be very limited because I want to make sure that I give people the attention that they deserve to be able to get the results. Like customer results are my number one priority. It's not how many people I can enroll and how many, you know, thousands of dollars a month I can close. I mean, all that's great and it's important, but that's not my number one priority. My number one priority is customer results, because without customer results, I don't have a business, right? I can sell my ass off all day long on things that, you know, just on different things. I can make money. Like you can make money and transact all day long, but if you can't get people results, eventually that shit is going to implode and die. And you don't have a business, right? If you're not solving problems, you don't have a business. And I want to solve problems. I really want to help people. So I designed in my offer around number one priority, what does this need to look like for me to get people results? And that's what I came to, right? So that's where I'm at right now. So the next steps, and I'm gonna just kind of drip this in here a little bit. I don't want to give too much away about the plans because I want to, you know, talk about this as it's unfolding in the coming weeks. The podcast is going to be changing. Okay. There's going to be some changes to the podcast, and you're going to start, if you're listening and you're an avid listener, you're going to start noticing that I am changing kind of the composition. I'm going to be changing the structure. It used to be daily. As you notice, it's not daily anymore. I'm going to be scaling back introspective, and I'm going to be announcing the actual new direction of this podcast. It's not going away. It is going to remain. I don't have any plans to shut introspective down. And there's a reason behind that. And as I go through this evolutionary period and really, you know, anchor down the messaging here, this will become clear to you. Now, the second podcast, there is going to be a second podcast that I will be launching. And the reason for that is because now I am officially in business and I have a core offer and I have the pieces are coming in play here. And when you have that in place, you have to make sure that the content that you're putting out has congruency. I mean, I want to be like, if I'm talking about shining my light, I want to be shining a laser. I don't want to be shining a flashlight. I want to be shining a laser. I want it to be super freaking focused, like down to the point to where it can blast through anything, right? I want to be able to blast through steel, blast through wood, blast through any material that gets in my way to be able to get to the person it needs to get to, right? And when I'm laser focused like that, the greatest breakthroughs you'll have is when you can get narrow focused in what you're doing. And I've seen that myself. I've seen that in my own business. And it certainly, it makes a difference. And so with my new podcast that's coming out, I'll give you a couple of hints. I'm not going to reveal the name. I'm not going to talk about too much, but I'm just going to let you know that it is going to be something about helping you with your podcast. I will say that it is going to be co-hosted. I think that as being somebody that's in the industry of podcasts and helping other podcasters, turn it into a marketing machine for their business, I want to be drinking my own Kool-Aid here, and I want to be able to show people different variants of how you can structure your podcast. And one thing I've never done is actually co-hosted the podcast. So I want to get some experience there. Plus my co-host is somebody, is a good friend of mine. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Having a co-host, the way it's planned out, it is going to bring a higher level of value having it co-hosted versus if I were to do it solo. So there is going to be that. But yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got some big plans. I pretty much got the foundational strategy in place for the most part. So that's next. And the app I'm building is certainly in process. It's going strong. I'm getting this review booster feature added into it, which is going to be epic. Can't wait to get this thing out in the world. Podcast brand boards, which is my Pinterest page. I'm starting to add some content to that as of next week. So be on the lookout if you haven't. I think if you go to podcastbrandboards.com, you can follow the page. And the purpose of that is to basically give people a place, or podcasters when they're building their brand, a place to build their inspiration board. So like your cover art, your episode graphics, social media content, intros and outros, and like all those creative pieces that you need for your podcast. A good place to start, like if you're lost on how to do that, a good place to start is with inspiration. That's what I've done. Like everything I've created has come from a place of inspiration, but there's not really a place to organize this inspiration, and Pinterest is designed for that. So I thought, well, why not create a page or create a profile that helps podcasters build their brand board, so they can actually see, what this is going to look like when it all comes together as far as from a place of inspiration. So that's going to be coming out. So definitely get on board with that. A lot of solutions. I mean, I'm really trying to build a support system around the entrepreneur podcaster so they can be successful, so they can truly turn their podcast into a marketing asset. And that's the goal here is podcasting is fun. It's something that I enjoy, and most people who get involved in podcasting, they enjoy it as well. It's a great medium for creating content. It's flexible. You can repurpose it, and it can be distributed in different ways through YouTube and a blog and social media. It's powerful, and it also gives your audience an opportunity to connect with you on a deeper level. And that is, with Introspective, that's really going to be the purpose of Introspective. You're going to get the deep dive with Jake. You're going to really get to learn about me as a thought leader and influencer and servant in the online space. You're going to really get to know me on a deeper level. You're going to learn how my mind works. You're going to learn, different lessons that I've had to learn through my path and the places that I've walked. And if I'm somebody interesting to you, if I'm somebody that you want to follow and somebody that you think you could learn from, I mean, I've definitely have earned some battle scars through the years, and I've been in the game now for over a decade. So I'm not a newbie entrepreneur by any means. I've been through a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of lefts and a lot of rights, and you'd certainly learn something from that through that experience. And I do still plan to bring guests on, after I make, you know, these changes. This is not going to just be completely me documenting my journey, but also sharing that wisdom of others to create that path of wisdom. So I will leave it at that. Thank you for listening. Happy Sunday. Have a great start to your week, and we will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.